You're holding Daf Pei. Daf Pei Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
And one quarter down. Omer Rav Loza. Loza says, Ho'ichel chelev bizman hazeh, if somebody eats chelev today, bizman hazeh after the Churban Habayis, is sorach sheyichtov lo yishir. You have to write down in your book exactly how much chelev you ate. Write down the shear, what the size was. Why? Because Shema Yovoy Bezdin Achar, maybe a Bezdin will come up later, the Yarbe Bishurin, and they'll come and say a bigger shear, they'll be Marbe Bishurin. So Rashi explains, what does it mean to say? Hoichel Chelev Bezman Hazeh, Meforesh Lov Yoz, the world will explain.
Yeah.
So really, Bezman Hazeh Hamikdash, if you ate Chelev, the size of a Kezayis B'Shogeg, you have a Chiv to bring a Korban Chatas. Chelev is something that he'd have been b'shegeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. The Rabbi says we're afraid, now b'zman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash. We have to be afraid, maybe Mitzvah Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be built tomorrow, and vice versa, then you should bring a korban chatas. So you should write down now the exact shear, the size, how much you ate, to know if it'll have a chiv later. Because Shem Yovei Bezdin Achar V'Yabe B'Shurin. Maybe Bezdin later will come, and pask in the new halacha, what shear, how much you have to eat to be mechayev a korban. So Mara says, what's the shayla? My yabe b'shurim. What does it mean the next bezlim will come and they'll be mabe b'shurim? Inem, if you want to tell me, to mechayvi korban akazayis koton, that later on bezlim will come and say a chiddush, that you should know if you eat even a small kazayis worth of chelev, also you have to bring korban. As up until now we know, you have to have a complete kazayis, or at least a medium-sized kazayis. That's the chiv to bring a korban. But let's say you eat a size of a small olive, of worth of chelev, now we know you're potter from the korban. So there's still, Rabbi Lezer say, no, don't say for sure you're potter from the korban. Write it down in your book, that today I ate chelev a small size of a kezayis. Why? Because maybe Bezdin will come up tomorrow, and they'll pask and you have to bring a korban, even for a small size. Shrashi, inay medem chayev korban kezayis kotin, v'ochi komar, ho'ichol pochus mikezayis izman hazeh. If somebody eats chelev today, less than the size of a kezayis, is yichtov kishir zeh chalti. Let him write down in his book, I ate this amount of chelev. It was smaller than a kezayis, but write it down. Why? Even though for sure you're potter from a korban, still no, you have to be afraid. Shema yivne beis hamikdash biyomov. Maybe Mr. Shem the beis hamikdash will be built any day. V'yischadish bezdin, and there'll be a new bezdin then. V'tischadish halacha, and they'll come up with new halachas. V'yomru, and they'll say, Shechayiv korban akazayis kotin. Even if you only eat a small kazayis, the size of a small olive, worth of chelev, also you chayiv a korban. Well, the common part of Sunday Gemara's Gneas, how could that deep shot? In came, you might be shir mi boile. Our gears was, maybe they'll be marver, they'll make the shear bigger. According to this, we should be afraid, maybe they'll make the small even smaller, the shear even smaller. But that's next Gemara's Kasha. But I call upon him, this is what we sought to say, Rabbi Lezer meant to say. Even if you eat a small size of chelev today, write it down in your book. Because you can never tell what's going to be later when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Maybe then Bezdin will be mechadish. You have to bring a korban even on the chatzi shir. Fred the Gemara, no. For a time that can be pshat. For the more of a time, you look at a price like this. The Pasuk says, Ashaloi seyosenu bishgoga v'yoshim. It is the chiv that if you eat a chelev, if you do something, you have a chiv chorus. V'shoigeg yichayev achatis. So it says the Lashon, Vashel lois to send you did not do it, Bishkoga, like you didn't realize it. V'yoshem, you did something wrong. So we dash in that, Hashev mi v'yosoi, may be korban asher gosoi. As soon as we tell you, you should know what you ate was chelev. So then, you have charota, you do tshuva, you say, oh, if I would have known it was chelev, I would never eat it. In such a case, you chayev a korban. In other words, a korban means, you didn't realize this fat is chelev. You thought this fat is kosher fat. That's called yeda b'shoigig. Later we tell you, you should know what you ate was chelev, so you are shave me the osoy. As soon as I hear about it, I'm afraid I won't do it anymore. Like you do tshuva. That's called shagig. Now you're not doing it b'mezid. Avad, if you would know what's osoy, I would never do it right now. I'm only doing it because I don't know. But as soon as I shave me the osoy, as soon as I find out what I did was osoy, he retracts what he did. In such a case, it may be korban asher gosoy. Ma'ashenkin, let's say loy shave me the osoy, even in the case where you find out what you ate was chelev, still you won't retract what you did, is ain maybe korban asher gosay. Then the loch reads, you don't have to bring a korban. So what's the kasha now? So Rashi says, what time you claim her? V'chiyosi bezdin u'machadish halacha. Even if Bezdin comes up later and tells you new halachon, that even if you only ate a chatzi, half the size of a kezayis, yichayiv, abimim mechayiv hai, tiyochol koydim shenes chadash halachon. But this person that ate the chaylev 2 weeks ago, before this halachon, is he chayiv a korbin? For idna lav shev miyidosoi, at the time when he ate the kezayis, the chaylev, he only ate a chatzi kezayis. So at that time, even if you would tell him, you should know it's chaylev, he won't retract himself to be afraid he'll have a chayiv korbin. Dinami have a yod of the chalifu. Even if the person wouldn't know what he's eating is real chalif, have a yochalei, still he would eat it. To ahashta kimlon, to lechayiv Torah, ela kezayis igur, shu kezayis benani. Right now, the locher is, the only chayiv midiraisa if you eat the size of a medium sized aleph, a zayis benani. Mashenkin, if you ate the size of a small zayis, at the time it's not also midiraisa, at least to be lechayiv you an einish. True, the Rabbi Yechon said before, it's awesome in the Raisa, Chati Shir is awesome. But I'll call upon it for an Einish, you don't get an Einish. So a person won't retract himself to be afraid to know, I can't eat this Chati Zayas, because I know I'll have a Chi of Chorus, or a Chi of Carbon. No, you won't know that. So therefore, even if Bezdin later comes and tells you the Chiddush, that you Chayiv a Carbon for Chati Shir, but at the time you waited though, it's not called Shev Yidiyosoi. So at that time, the halacha was, it's mutter, you have no chi of carbon, so male or lady can't have a chi of carbon anymore. So what do you have to write down in your book for, that I ate a chatzi zayis, since at the time you waited, midiraisam, there's no chi of carbon for chatzi zayis, havad you're always potter from the carbon. So Gemara says, what it meant to say is like this, Ela delay mechayiv carbon, adika kezayis godol. Fakert, maybe Bezdin later will call you mechadashinu halacha, that you should know, it's not enough to eat the size of a medium-sized kezayis, but you only chayiv a korban if you eat the size of a big kezayis. That's what they'll tell you later. So then it's very good. A person has to write down in his book, like, don't feel, I know I ate chaylev. Avada, metchila. Avada, when you first went to eat this fat, you didn't realize it was chaylev. You thought this is kosher fat. So you ate it. But you ate the size of a kezayis benini. That's what you ate. Now, at night time later, somebody tells you that fat was on the table, you should know, was real chalif. So, Pasha, what you think is, I did a chet, that really I'm a chut to bring a carbon chattis. Now, true, right now there's no base to migdish, okay? But lo yitzui, the Mashiach will come to be a base to migdish, I'll bring a chattis then. So, Rabbi Lezer is saying, nothing doing. You make sure right now, write down the exact size, how much you ate. Because later when they build the base of Migdish, maybe at that time the Bezdin will come and be Mechadish, you only have to bring a carbon if you eat the size of the big kezayis. And since what you ate before was not such a size, you're potter for the carbon, so you can't bring a carbon. That's what Rabbi Lezer is telling you. Write down the size to know if later if you'll have to bring a carbon or not. Talking about now, maybe next week Mashiach will be, there'll be a carbon, there'll be a base mitzvah, there'll be a carbon right now. So write down to know what you have to do. Talking about right now, could be. Yeah. Trashi elo, tloy mechayiv carbon adika kezayis godol. Vochi komar, hoichol kezayis benni, somebody eats the size of a medium-sized kezayis today. Al yichtiv, don't sign right down in your book, mechivani chatis, amuchiv chatis. And lo, you see it tomorrow, Mashiach comes and there'll be the base of Midrash tomorrow. You go to the Koryan and tell him tomorrow, I have a chit to bring a chatis. Don't do that. El yichtov, write down right now exactly. Kizayis benin yachalti. I only ate the size today of a medium sized kizayis worth of chalif. Why? Because Shem Yavai Bezdin, maybe tomorrow Mashiach will come, there'll be a new Bezdin then. The yichtarenu mikarbon and the new Bezdin will pass in for that size of a medium-sized kezayis, you put it for the carbon. But nimtzev, and if you still tell the Korean tomorrow, I have to bring a carbon, nimtzev maybe chul nazara. You'll be coming out to bring chul nazara. You never know. Maybe next week you'll be bringing a carbon chattis. Can't tell. So you have to write down today exactly the size. Yeah. Yeah. Let me have a carbon. Let's go. For the Gemara, olamai besolak abayit mikarbon. That's what you thought before. The mechayvei korban akezayis katan, we want to say that there'll be mechadish a new chiddush that yechayvei korban even if you ate a small size. For the Gemara, what's the lashon though? Mar year bevishurim. We said we're afraid maybe the new bezdin will give a bigger amount, and you're telling me no. We're afraid maybe they'll tell us even if you eat the size of a small kezayis, you have to bring korban. Doesn't stim the lashon. And the Gemara, Shema Yirba B'Kabonis, it means to say, maybe the new Bezdin will have a new Chiev, they'll be Marba, they'll have a lot of new Kabonis. Why? Mach mashurim, because they're going to say a new chiddush. Not only if you ate the size of a medium kezayis, you have to bring a korban. Even if you ate the size of a small kezayis, also you have to bring a korban. That's what you have to be afraid from. Maybe the new bezdin will have a lot of new korbanos because they're going to say the shear was even a smaller shear. Therefore, you should write down exactly how much you weigh today. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shiurin v'yonshin halach l'moshim Sinai. You should know that we have a shear, how much you have to eat. And l'moshel here, if you eat chaylev, if you eat the gezayis of chaylev, we know the yonish is that b'shoye you have to bring a korban, and b'meizet is chiyav koros. So these two halachas, the shiurim, the size, how much you have to eat, and the yonish, the punishment you get back, doesn't say beferish in the Torah. It's only called halach l'moshim Sinai. Moshe was taught that by Sinai. For the Gemara, is that true? Einshin, Michtav Sivi. The Torah is full of it. The Torah says all over. From Lav you get Malkus. For this Einish you get Koritz. For this is Misa B'day Shemayim. This is Misa B'day Yodim. The Torah Kesedah says the Chiyuvim, what the Einish is. So what do you mean the Einish is not Minat Torah, Son Elohim Moshe Sinai? Elohim, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shiurim Shal Einshin, Halach Moshe Sinai. True, the Torah says not Tit Chazir. If you eat chazir over lav, you get malchus. Torah says don't eat chaylev. If you eat chaylev, you chayev koros. True, that the Torah says what the einish is. But how much chaylev, how much chazir do you have to eat in order to get the punishment? The Torah doesn't say the shear. The shear was considered a halacha l'moshim Sinai. Rashi says, Chochi gassinim, einshin michtek sivi, el hokikom, eshurin shal einshin, shiurei einshin, shal yodinu einish, halacha l'moshim Sinai, b'eze shirhu einish. The shear, if you have to eat a kezayis or not, that's what we always say. Whenever the Torah says, loy toichal, don't eat something, we always know achila means the kezayis. How do we know that? The Torah never says the lashon of a kezayis. It's only that's called halacha l'moshe Sinai. When the Torah was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to him b'al peh. He spoke it out, he told it to him then, this is the shear. How much of a kezayis, how much do you have to eat to v'chayim to get your punishment? The kezayis. Moshe Tanya Nami Hech, we're not like this also. Shi'urin shalanshin. How much of the isser do you have to eat in order to get your punishment? How much chazer do you have to eat in order to get malchus? Halacha l'moshim Sinai. That's called halacha. It doesn't say in the Torah the shear of a gezayis. It's called halacha l'moshim Sinai. Achirim marmim, others say no. Bezdinoi shal yayvetz tiknum. It's the bezdin shal yayvetz was masak in the shear. So Rashi says yayvetz means who was Neil ben Kenaz. Sneel ben Kenaz, his bezdin made up the shear. At the Gemara of Aksiv, the Pasuk says, Eila ha-mitzvois. These are the mitzvahs. The Torah gave Tayag mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we dash in, She'enovi rishoy lechadish dova miyata. That nobody could make up new halachas. Once the Torah was given, Torah shebiksav, Torah shebapet to Moshe, later Doris, later Nevi'im, can't come in with mechadish new halachas. So the Churam, how could they be mechadish to say what the shear is to get a Moshe? Avada, when the Torah was given, it was given with the shear. We knew at the time the Torah was given that the Torah says, don't eat chazi, you get malchus. How much do you have to eat? Of course, Moshe knew how much you have to eat. You have to eat the size of a kezayis. So how could you tell me first that Bezdin, Shal Yavitz, they were mistaken in the shear? El, the Torah says like this, Shachachum, Avada metchilu Moshe Rabbeinu knew the shear. The shear was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But later generations, they forgot the shear. They forgot how much chazi you have to eat to get malchus. And later when it came to Bezdin Shalasnir ben Kenaz, he was Masadr again. He told them over that you should know the locher is, you have to eat the Kezayis. That's the Shir to be Mechayiv. But the Churah were coming out now, the Pshat is, that the Shiurim Shal Einshin, to get an Einish, that's a Shir Halach L'Moshim Sinai. In other words, when the Torah says, don't eat Chazir, really the Pshat is, and Halach it's like that, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Peshua, when the Torah says, don't eat Chazir, really the Yisr applies to any small amount. Don't eat itself could mean any little drop of it. The Torah says, Issa not eat chazer. Now the Torah says, if you eat chazer, you get malchus. How much do you have to eat to get malchus? That's the halacha l'moshim sin, you have to eat the kezayis. So avad like Rabbi Yochanan, avad the chatzit shir was awesome in that Torah. Avad the Torah says, don't eat, means any little bit don't eat. Just when do you get malchus, the einish, for chatzit shir you don't get malchus. When do you get malchus for? That's the shiurim for the ancient. To get an einish, to get punishment, there's a loch of Moshe Sinai, how much of the shear you have to eat. If you eat less than this shear, true, it's awesome in Aterim, but an einish you don't get. Now the Sama Chorinim one asked Makashi, if Kret, Kabzai Shver, before Rabbi Yechanan said, how do we know that a chatzit shear is awesome in Aterim? He didn't say stam because the Torah says it's awesome. He said Svaris, either because Chosl is the Rufei, Because what's the water of the chatzis shear? You're starting tea the kezayis. So how do you get tea the whole kezayis? You have to first eat the first part, and the second part, the third part. So it's a svara, every little part of it is osur. He has to have a new svara why you chayim. We also had a pasuk from Kol Chelev, that's from Avachati Shir. The Chur, what we're saying right now is, Pshita the Torah said every little bit of it. So what do I need a Svara for? The Kappas tomorrow morning stands to know, without the Svara, I would have thought, even for the Yisr also, I need a Shir. The Torah says, Lo Seichel, don't eat Chazer, Torah only means the Kazayis. Less than that is not part of the Yisr Torah. Even for the Yisr, I would think you need a Shir. The Nat Rabbi Yechon says a Svara, no. Either because it's Chazer, it's the Rufain, or else because it's a pasuk Kol Chelev. So I know when a Torah says something is usher, the Torah meant every little piece of it is also usher. So then what does it mean that the shirim is halachal mashim sinai? That means how much do you have to eat in order to get malchus? That's a shirim. You have to eat a kezayis worth of it, b'chei achilas pras, then you chayiv malchus. Less than that, true, it's usher, but oinish you don't get. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ashoysam olalugmav. So far we have the shir, how much do you have to eat on Yom Kippur to be chayiv karis? You have to eat the shear of a keseva sagasa with its pit. That's how much you have to eat. What about drinking on Yom Kippur? The Mishnah says, Hashoysa mola lugmav. Mola lugmav, fashu means a whole mouthful. You have to drink as much as fits into your mouth. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, loy mola lugmav mamish. It doesn't really mean as much as you could get into your whole mouth. That's fill up both sides of your cheek. That's not what the Mishnah means. That's too big of a shear. Elakol shilo yisalkenu, litzad echod. As long as you can push it all to one side of your cheek. The Yira Kamala Lugmav, and somebody looking at that side looks as if your mouth is full. That's enough to be Mechayiv. Now that really, Mala Lugmav just means one side. As much as you can fill up in one side of your mouth, that's much drink. If you drink on Yom Kippur, you're Chayiv Karas. Fred Gemara Aivu Anan Tanan Mala Lugmav. Aiv, the Mishnah says, no, Mala Lugmav is Mashma, a complete mouthful. That's how much water, whatever is drink, you have to drink. Ein Masamah says, no, even though the Mishnah says Mala, a full mouthful, it means Eimah Kimol Lugmav, like a full mouthful. In other words, if you look at one side and you see this side of the cheek blown up, that's called a mouthful. So all you need is just one side, which usually Mol Lugmav is less than a revius. So smaller shear than a revius. This is also the shear when you make Kiddush. Anytime you have a Kish Shel Bracha, that you make a Bracha on the Yayin, the din is you're supposed to have a revius Yayin in the cup. And how much do you have to drink of the Kish? A Mol Lugmav. That's the luck of all shtiyas. You have to at least drink a mole lugmav, which is roiv revius of the kais. So here on Yom Kippur, if you drink roiv of revius, you chayiv karas. For the more meisvei, have a kasha on Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Meisvei, kama yishtev yechayiv. How much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur and you chayiv? What's the shear? The shama yomim revius. The shama says you have to drink revius. Less than revius, you potter. Or they still yomim mole lugmav. They still says mole lugmav. So soon say Pashta means a full mouthful. We have Yehuda Raina Mishum Yableze, Kim Mole Lugmav. No, not like Basilus says a Mole Lugmav, a complete mouthful, but Rabbi Yehuda says Mishum Yableze, Kim Mole Lugmav, which means only one mouthful, one sideful. We have Yehuda Ben Mesei Raina, Kidei Gimia. Mamash a smaller share, even a sip. You take a sip, you also chayif. So who the Kashi here is, you see according to Beis Hillel, he says Moli Lugmav. So it's not like our Mishnah. You're telling me Pshan now Mishnah Moli Lugmav means only one sideful, and the Chor Beis Hillel says the Shia of Moli Lugmav it means a complete mouthful. So Mar says no. Miyadifim Mimasnisin. What's so schwer? What are you bothered with the Lashon of Beis Hillel more than it says now Mishnah? Our Mishnah also said Hashoysa Moli Lugmav, a complete mouthful. The Yakim, then what do we say the Mishnah means to say? Kadei Shira. It just means one side full, as it looks as if it's full completely. His Hachinami, when Basilu said Yechayiv Moli Lugmav, Kadei Shira. He only meant to say it's enough of one cheek is full of water, it looks like the mouth is full, that's enough. So even Basil also doesn't really mean a complete Moli Lugmav, the two sides, it just means one side full. Read the Gemara, that's pshat here in this brayse at Shver. Like, what does Reb Yehuda say over the name of Reb Leza? Kimolin Lugmav, that's mamish the same shir as Beis Hillel. If you tell me now Beis Hillel, when he says Molin Lugmav, he doesn't mean two sides full, he only means one side full, that's mamish Kimolin Lugmav. So Reb Leza and Beis Hillel are saying the exact same thing? So it can't be pshat. Haina Reb Leza, and the Gemara, no, it's not true. They both only mean one side full. So what's the chilek then? Ike benayo mole lugmav dochuk. That means how much of one side's full do you have to have? Is dochuk means exact or not? Like Rashi says, im kain, till a beitil mechayev bichtei sakenu, hevel a... That's right. V'hochik asin, ikka b'nayam kamol lugmav dochuk. Lebeitilo binon kadesh yasalkenu atzadechon v'yiru kamo lugma berevach. A complete one side full berevach easy. In other words, a little bit more than one side full. It has to look like really a complete side full berevach. A little bit more. Olareb lezen no kimo lugma v'dochon. The exact amount that makes one side look full, that's enough to be mechayiv. So there's a little bit difference between Beisilom and Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is more of a machmir, just a smaller shear, but dochuk, the exact amount of one side full, is enough to be mechayiv. And according to Reb Beisilom, has to be a little bit bigger. But they both hold like Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because Halacha is like Beisilom, that you don't have to drink the size of a complete mouthful. It's enough when you have kippah to mechayiv koris if you drink one side full. Maskev la Reb Oishia. In Cain, if so, that's the pshat here. In Cain, the what did a mola lugmav does not mean two sides full. It only means one side full. So then, a revius, that's what Beis Shammai said. And what did Beis Hillel say? A mola lugmav. See if you're going to tell me a mola lugmav means two sides full. So two sides full is bigger than a revius. Then it's good. Usually, stamish naisin, Beis Shammai is always lechumra, and Beis Hillel is lehokil. So if you tell me now Beis Hillel means two sides full, that's a bigger shear than a revius. So Beis Shammai is machmir. You should know if you only drink the size of a revius on Yom Kippur, you're chayiv. Beis Hillel says no, you have to drink a bigger size than a revius, the size of two sides full. But if you tell me now Beis Hillel holds one side full is enough to be mechayiv, that's a smaller shear than a revius. So who's being more machmir? Beis Hillel is being more stricter than Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai says if you only drink a rave revius, one side full, you putter. You only chayiv if you drink the full revius. According to Beis Hillel, you even chayiv if you drink only rive of the revius, only one side full. That's right. The Gemara came heavily mikule Beis Shammai. It comes out that Beis Shammai is more mekel here, or mechumre Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is being more machmer, and usually we know a stam mishnah is not that way. Rashi the Beis Hillel mechayiv bichtei shesakenu heavily botzim revius. It's smaller than revius. Usually a stam mishnah always Beis Shammai is more lechumra. There's one set of mishnayos in the Masechet Yedius that lists all the cases that Beis Shammai is lekula. Now this is not the mishnah over there, so it's mashma this mishnah that Beis Shammai goes lechumra. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's not that way. That Beis Hillel is saying one side full is smaller than revius, so it's more lechumra. After Gemara, Omalei, ki yisra shal, be'oig melech ha'boshen isra shal. When they asked the shal to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they asked him, how much do you have to drink? To mechayiv on Yom Kippur, they asked the question by a big guy, by a giant. How much does a giant have to drink like be'oig melech ha'boshen? That was the question. Te'evalei Beis Shammai l'chumra, then in such a case, Beis Shammai is l'chumra. In other words, Beis Hillel says, if oig, you know how much oig has to drink to mechayiv? He has to drink maybe 5 gallons. Oig has to fill up one side of his mouth. One side of Oig's mouth, maybe was 5 gallons. That's what Beis Hillel says you have to drink. And Beis Shammai says, no, it's enough to drink just the revius. So if you're asking the question about Oig Melech HaBoshen, Havada Beis Shammai is more of a machmir, and Beis Hillel is more of a mekel. That's why it's not a kasha, why it didn't say this mission also in Masechet Yedius. Because in this case, where the person is very big, and his one mouth side is bigger than a revius, so then Beis Shammai is the chumram. No matter how big you are, if you drink a revius, you're chayif. And Beis Hillel says, no, it depends how big you are. If you're a big giant, you have to drink more than just a revius. You have to drink one side full. Maskevor Reb Zeira. Maishino achila, dechol chad v'chad v'chasevis. So he's telling me now, according to Beis Hillel, it's a modern halacha. According to Beis Hillel, mole lugmav means every person by himself. How much are you chayiv if you drink on Yom Kippur? If you drink the side of one of your mouthful, one side. Let's say you're a tremendous giant. So like I said, you only chayiv if you drink a gallon. Ma'ashen came by achilo, the Mishnah didn't make any chalukim. The Mishnah says if you eat the size of a kesevah sagasa, you eat any food the size of a big date, you're chayiv. So how come by food, we don't make a difference how big you are. You could be a big giant, you eat this one date full, you're chayiv on Yom Kippur. Ma'ashen, when it comes to drink, you have to drink a gallon full. How come? Maskar Rab Zera, Maishna Achila, Techol Chad Vachabak Geseves, O Maishna Shtiya, Techol Chad Vachabadi Dei. That drinking Yoni Chayibes, it says, each person has to go according to his his one side a mouthful. Omalay Abaye, so Abaye answers, Kesev, you'll see Abaye is answering this terrorist over and over again now. But Omalay Abaye, what you have to say is, Kim Lhul Rabbonin. Yes, the Rabbonin understood that because Kesevis, when a person goes to eat a solid food, if you eat any food the size of a big date, that satisfies you. That takes away, at least for that second, it takes away your hunger pains. Even for Yig Melech HaBoshim, it takes away his hunger pains for that second. But if you eat less than the size of a big date, no matter how small you are, it doesn't take away your hunger pains. If you're inu now, if you're hungry, and you eat less than the size of a big date, it doesn't take away your hunger, therefore not over the lav. That's what the Rabbanan knew, that's the svar by eating. When you want to drink something, you have a thirst. What takes away the thirst? What takes away your thirst pains? But the day, it depends upon you. It only satisfies you, takes away your thirst, if you drink at least one side of your mouthful. No matter how big you are, that's how much you have to drink. If you're a bigger person, if you don't drink that much, it doesn't quench you at all. If you're a small person, you drink that much, it quenches you. That's what Rabbanu knew. It's like a difference between drinking and eating. Vaitam, Masalva Rav Zeira. V'chol Olam Kula V'Kesevis. Like, what's the svara now? We spoke about yesterday, but now the Gemara says it. What's the svara? If you're telling me now, eating a date, no matter how big you are, you're chayif. What kind of svara is that? V'chol Olam Kula V'Kesevis. Every normal person, when he eats the size of a date, he's chayiv on Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's the shear that's the mace of diet that makes him feel, takes away his hunger pains. And you have the big giant now, oig, that for him, his meal, the chvase is 100 of them. So how come if he eats one date, you tell me now it satisfies him? What could one date do to Yom Kippur? Or Malay Abaya, yes. Abaya answered back, no. Kim Lul Rabbon, Rabbon knew that the svar is like this. No matter how big you are, if you have the size of a date going down your throat, it satisfies you. No matter how small you are, if you eat less than the size of a kesevis, a kasam, less than the size of a date, it doesn't satisfy you. It doesn't take away your hunger pains. Miyu, I asked me a question. There should be a difference between a big bully, between a Oigmal Chaboshim, and a normal person. I'll say it like this. Kule yal matuva. A normal person, when he eats the size of a kesevis, a kasam, the size of a big date, it satisfies him for 5-10 minutes. For a little while, you don't become hungry. Ma'ashenkin vay melech haboshin purta. For him, 2 seconds maybe. For the first 2 seconds after he eats it, he's satisfied, his hunger pains went away. Only a little bit, true. Right away, he'll become hungry again. But our kopon, the Torah says, Ashalay suna, you're not allowed to do something to take away your pains. So, ayy melech haboshin ate the size of a kesevis, of a date. Our kopon, for those 2 seconds after he ate it, it took away his hunger pains. So he's over the lav of eating on Yom Kippur. That's the svara. Maskav lo Reb Zeira. So Zeira asked a question, another question, the same type of a question. How can you tell me, no matter what type of a food you eat, it has the same shear? If you eat nice fatty meat, the churah meat fills you up. So how much meat do you have to eat to be mechayiv on Yom Kippur? Again, b'chaseves, doesn't say any differences. No matter the best type of meat you eat, you're only chayiv on Yom Kippur if you eat the size of a date. Keseves agasa, a big date. Let's say you eat the leaves of the vine. You're also chayiv. Talking about the leaves that are edible. How much leaves do you have to eat? For some, they don't give you too much nourishment. You don't get satisfied too much. How much is the shear? The same shear of kleseves. So what kind of svar is this? If you're telling me now the svar Yom Kippur is what takes away your hunger pains, what takes away inui, so svar should be, if you eat a tremendous, nice, juicy piece of meat, a smaller piece should take away your hunger pains. Mashenka, if you eat some leaves, it takes more to take away your hunger pains. Omle Abaye, no. Abaye answered back again, the same terrace, no.